something for the weekend. It's Saturday of a bank holiday weekend. Damien Farrelly is in with News from the Net. Morning.
Morning. Do you know what? It's like an August weekend in the 1990s when the summers were great. It's great to have lovely weather this weekend, isn't it?
Oh, it's fab. What do you have for me?
Panel of ex-burglars, Trina, they've offered homeowners advice on how to keep your valuable safe. So no better people to go and ask how to keep the burglars out than ex-burglars.
Dirty sods.
Yeah. So they used to be robbers. The ex-cons, they'd say they'd never enter a child's bedroom or a playroom. So if you have the crown jewels that used to belong to your nana, stick them in the playroom.
See, I don't believe that one bit. Yeah. Because as you know, we were burgled when the baby was 5 weeks old. And the burglar was standing in the baby's bedroom keeping a lookout.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Well, that would freak me out. Freak me out. Kids' toy box. This is no good then. Kids' toy boxes, cereal boxes, pasta packets. They're good places to hide your valuables. Under a sofa is a good place to hide stuff as well. But you'll be mortified if the burglar goes under your couch and it's all full of dog hair.
Do you know what's more mortifying? When the police, when the guards come round after you've been burgled and you're not sure which bit was the burgled room. Because of the mess.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I think you've been burgled in here as well. No, that's just the untidiness.
That's just the laundry.
Yeah, get out of the utility, officer. Come on into the room. I want to show you where we were burgled. Sock drawers and safes not cemented into the wall or floor are a waste of time. So they go straight for the sock drawers.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know what I mean? Just push it out of the one side and get the wads of 20s or 50 euro notes. Letters and leaflets hanging out of letterboxes, they're big giveaways.
Oh, that's a bit obvious though, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? But you know, you city folk, do you speak to your neighbours?
I wouldn't know them.
Would you be able to say to them, would you mind just taking that random post out of my letterbox?
If the neighbour was in a lineup, I wouldn't be able to spot them.
That's, as a country person, that's shocking. No, yeah, but no hello or good morning. If you're putting out your bin, would you put out your neighbours? If a crisp packet blew from your side to their side, would you pick it up?
Do you know what? I think it's awful. I'd love if there was more community spirit. I really would. Yeah. But then I look like the mad one if I try to get it going.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I would. How do you even get it going?
I remember years ago. Join the GAA. There won't be a bother on you.
Yeah. I remember years ago living in an apartment block and thinking to myself, I'd love this apartment block to be like friends on the telly. And I introduced myself to the woman across the way thinking we're going to be great pals. Yeah. She didn't want to know.
Really?
So I said, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you just want to get out of there.
They obviously thought that I was just a bit over familiar.
Something else that is a kind of a giveaway, leaving curtains closed, lights on during the day, and no car in the driveway. So maybe get a lift to the airport, leave your car at home.
Good idea. Or get a neighbour to park in your driveway, maybe.
Yeah, doorbells, cameras connected to your phone, visible cameras are the biggest kind of deterrent for potential burglars. The ex-cons, they were all spoken to, they were interviewed for the survey, and they said they could spend as long, now this is really freaky, 2 months watching your house before they break in.
So they get to know your routine.
Does that not freak you out?
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
2 months. And don't, it's shocking that you have to say this, don't post all over social media that you're going on your holiday. So here are the Browns checking in at the airport. Why wouldn't you be sure opening your front door to come
in
and
rob me? Yeah,
but
the only thing, it's only your friends who see that. So why, like if it's on Facebook, only your friends are going to see it. Are your friends burglaring, what's the word? Burglarising.
Well,
your
do you
home.
Know what? You should be done for showboating anyway, if that's what it is.
Damien, we'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow. You're going to be on?
Yes, I will, Trina. Sunday morning, classic hit Sunday. We've got an August bank holiday special, and of course, our Take That Weekend continues.
Woohoo! This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.